the Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Sackey. Bishop E.A.T. Sackey is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward-Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Sackey as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us
struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the way. Someone thinks in struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save.
Welcome to church. Amen. Tell your neighbor standing by you, you are welcome to church. Ask him, what's your name? What's your name? Can I be your friend? Tell him, introduce yourself to him. Tell him, I'm lonely. I need a friend. Can I be your friend? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Lift up your Bibles, your bar, everything you have. Lift it up, your Bible, up above your head, high above your head. And let's take our song together. Ready, go.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together.
Thank you for this morning, and thank you for the journey of life. How can we walk through this minefield without your word and without your guidance? Thank you for giving us your word. Thank you for giving us direction and instruction. Your word says that David said, you have made me wiser than the ancient and wiser than my teachers. David said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I pray that this morning, as we've gathered here in your house, that your word will rule and reign in our lives. Teach us your way and show us your path. We submit ourselves to you and everyone that is in this service. Let your word gain ascendancy in every life. Let your word rule and let your word direct our paths. Take us to a place of honor and a place of glory. Take away shame. Take away reproach. Take away disgrace. Take away failings. And take us to the place of victory. This year, we are ready for a series of victories in our lives. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Sit on top of your enemy. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It's a blessing to be in church. And a privilege to come to a great place. Every time I'm coming to church, I know I'm coming to a great place. Tell your neighbor, welcome to a great place. All right. Where are you girls going? Where are you girls? Are you going to the next neighbor's lounge? What a shock. Okay, that's okay. Right. The stage of life. Amen. Right. So, it's a blessing to come with expectation. You cannot go to a great place without expectation. Can I have your loudest amen? Yeah. The first day, you know, I've not been to the stadium to go and watch a soccer match before. But I've been to the city, Liverpool, before. And I've stood by the Anfield Stadium. And I said, wow, this must be a great place. One day I'd like to watch a soccer match here. What a shock. But the feeling can be nostalgic. Now, when you're going to a great place, you must go with great expectation. It means a good place to shout amen. Amen. And you can feel the great expectation by the expression on the face of people. You look at somebody who's looking dull, dry, unexcited. He's looking uninterested. He's not really in a great place. Are you here or gone home? Wow, Henry, good to see you. Welcome from Australia. Hallelujah. But you see, when you look at somebody else's face, you can see that he's expecting great things. May your facial expression prepare you for the great thing that God is going to do in your life. Should have shouted your loudest amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning I want to share with you, you know, we are in 2019. Amen. And great things are happening already in our lives. Amen. Series of victories are happening. Amen. Amen. Somebody told me 2 weeks ago, just when the year started, he's got a job. Then today, Elimon came and said that I've got a car with a job. Very soon, he'll be building a house as well. I see your series of victories happening in Jesus' name. Say series. Amen. Like a series of Nigerian movies. Or series of... which one? Which series do you watch? James Bond series. Or which one? Which one do you like? This I don't have time for movies. Jackie Chan. It's not series. What? Which one? Tyler Perry. It's too calm. We want the one with action. The one who is the guy who breaks legs and hands? Steven Seagal. Uh-huh. Is it Die Hard? Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, Die Hard 2 is not him. How do you know everything? You're this boy. Do you have time to pray at all? Or you watch movies all the time? Father, forgive him in the name of Jesus. I see you having your sins of victory. Somebody shout amen. So it's a blessing and a privilege. Hallelujah. And this year, I want your faith to rise. Say amen. You must, the year is early. It's early days. And you must have strong faith to carry on. But today I just want to share something else with you. And then we'll come back to this area of series of faith of a sort. So I would like you to quickly turn your Bible with me to 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. All right. And find, we are touching from verse number 1. And I'm going to read through. At a point, I would ask you to join me and we read together. Amen. All right. So in 2 Kings chapter 5. Sorry, I'm just trying to find it on my tablet. Oh, wow. What am I doing? Father, forgive me. All right. Good. Who said amen? You agree that I've done something wrong, isn't it? All right. Anyway, Bible says from verse 1. Now, Naaman, which version is this? Okay, King James. Captain of the host of the king of Syria. was a great man, maybe a great man in Jesus' name, with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Verse 2. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God, my lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his lord, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is in the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send the letter to the king of Israel." And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy." Verse 7. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill or to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me." It's like, I'm somewhere there, you just come to quarrel with me. Your servant has leprosy and you are bringing him to me to cure him. He wants to just quarrel with me. Some people just like quarreling. Do you know that? They just want quarrel. You are sitting here somewhere and they bring their issue. Verse 8. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, and that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and I shall know that, and he shall know that there's a prophet Israel." Verse 9. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Verse 10. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman, there's a passage, there's a place you're looking for. But Naaman was angry and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers in Damascus of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. Verse 13. And a servant came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophets had bid thee do something great, some great thing, would thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, 'Wash and be clean'? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." Clap your hands for the Lord. Right. So, we will see in this little passage, there's so many things we can talk about, but I just want to narrow it down to when the little girl spoke to him in verse 13, or the servants rather came and spoke to him and told him, you know, the man has come, he's coming to see the prophets. They didn't even know who he was, but the letter was sent to the king, and Elisha heard about it, and he said, "Okay, let the man come." And the man comes. And Elisha didn't go out. There was no
there's no fancy dressing and all these type of things about the arrival of about Elisha's performance. All he did was to send a message to Naaman and said, go and tell this man, wash 7 times in Jordan and you'll be clean. And then Naaman gets angry. He gets angry. Why was he angry? Can you have the more modern version of verse 11 so that we can see? He said, Naaman became angry and stalked away. I thought he would certainly come out to meet me. He said, I expected him to wave his hand over the leprosy and call on the name of the Lord his God and heal me. So, you know, he had his own mind and way. And we are impressed with styles and performance. Am I talking to anybody here? Many of us are moved when they tell you to do amazing things. Am I right? When that is a real man of God. He says, so you want to see a miracle, somersault here on the floor. And say, yeah, here comes a great man of God. Now, Naaman said, I expected him to wave his hand over the leprosy and call and do all sorts of magical things and dramatic things. And then I'll recover. But now look at verse 12. It said, and the rivers of Damascus, Abana, and Pharpar better than all the rivers in Israel. Why shouldn't I wash in them and all that? Verse 13. But his officers tried to reason with him and said, say, if the prophet had told you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you have done it? That is the phrase you are looking for this morning. You can read this verse and then we can share the grace. He said, if the prophet had told you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you have done it? This guy had a leprosy all his life. All his life. And now he comes desiring a miracle. Desiring to be healed. Desiring something to happen to him. And then the prophet says, all he says is that, just go and wash in the Jordan and you'll be okay. And then rather he's angry. And the servant said, Master, we know you. If he had told you to do this, and to something very difficult, you would have done it. Are you there? But look at what he said. So you should certainly obey him when he says, simply go and wash and be cured. Somebody say amen. Amen. King James of the same verse, 13, King James. It says, you would have done it if you had told you to do something great. Wouldn't that have done it? How much rather then, when he said this, when he said to thee, wash and be clean. Now, I want to say to all of us, and this is a very important message for all of us here. Can I have an amen? God wants you to do something little for your miracle. You should have said amen. There are little things that God expects us to do. Sometimes our minds, anyway, Reverend Isaac, you played beautifully. Thank you very much. Beautiful. Sometimes our minds tell us that I have to do something really great, something very, very amazing. And that is what God will be happy with me. That's what makes God happy with me. But in truth, God expects you to do something little. And that little thing can change everything. You should have shouted aloud, amen. Amen. What God is asking of you is not so great. It's not so great. God expects all of us sitting here in this church to do something little for him. And that little thing can change. William, can change the church. Can change your life forever. Somebody say amen. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, the servants knew their master. And he said that if the prophet had said, bring $20,000 or give it to, we will do it just so they can be healed. But now all he has to do is something very little. Just go and wash. That's all. You know, what will make a change in your life is something little. Should we share the grace now? I think the point is very clear. No. And in the church, what will make the church a great church is your little, my little, all our little together will give us a great church. Hallelujah. No, I'm serious. I need for you to get this and get it very well. I said this just that I'm interrupting the series of faith I'm preaching about. And I'm saying to all of us here that we want to have a great church. We want to have a great ministry. Am I right? Are you here or go home? Are you hearing what I'm saying? We want to have a great, any great thing you have is made up of little things. Little things together become a great thing. Hallelujah. Little things together make a great thing. You know, God doesn't expect me, Ietisaki, to build this church. I cannot build this church alone. In fact, I cannot even build a church because Jesus is who is building his church. He says, I will build my church. He didn't say, I will build your church or you will build my church. He says, I am building my church. So we are just joining Jesus in the work. Raju, can you understand what I'm saying? So now that is it. The point, the fact of the matter is that my little contribution, I'm supposed to make a little contribution to help what is going on. Can I have an amen? And you too must make your little contribution. Not only me. Reverend Louise, and you too, you have a little contribution to make. I'm not expecting you to carry the church on your shoulder. I'm expecting you to do your little thing. Amen. Loretta, there's something little that you can do. And I'm expecting you to do that, your little thing. Amen. I'm expecting you. Priscilla, I'm expecting you to do your little thing that you can do. I'm not expecting you to organize everybody in church. What the little that you can do, do it. Not a great, a little thing, do it. So you do your little, she does a little, he does his little, I do mine. Together, we have a great church. That's how great things are created. Great things are created by little things that are put together. What a word. Are you still here? Are you here? Go home. Great thing. When you see a great thing, you must see little contributions. Little contributions. Amen. And you know what I'm saying? Little contributions. The hymn choir comes and they sing. That's the little you can do. Do it. Can I have an amen? Do it. Nobody should. You shouldn't expect you to come and beat my breast and shout and say, hey, no, you do your little. Can I have an amen? Alos, you come and do your little. The little, and you say, the little you do, do it well. I saw somebody who clapped their hands for the Lord. The little that you expect, do your little part well. Every ministry, every organization, every church, every great thing you see is made up of contribution of little people. Little contributions. Look at your body. Your body is not made up of only one big thing. Little things has made your body. The body has many members. The eyes, the nose, the jaws, every little, so many little pieces together make a handsome young man like you. Am I talking to anybody here? Not just you are not just your head. Amen. You are not just a head. Moving on. If a head comes to church right now, it's going to be a problem. Bible says that the body has many members. Can I have an amen? Now every member must do his part for the body to be healthy and well. How come that, you see, when you eat, the food goes into your stomach? I'm an art student, so I'm sure I'm saying the right thing. This one is basic science. Amen. The food goes into your stomach, but the hand must do his work. The work of the hand is take the food from the plate and put it in the mouth. And then when the food enters the mouth, the teeth must also do its part. Because the hand cannot do the work of the teeth. The teeth, the little you can do for the body is to chew the food. Amen. I said amen. Are you there? And this throat also has a role to play. The throat must swallow the food and go inside. And where does the food go to? I've ended there. I think I should end there. Large intestines. Esophagus. Hey. But you sit down. Why? You sit down. Bishop Pastor, I beg you, sit down. I don't want any problem. Don't spoil my problem. Don't spoil my message. Already, I'm hot. I think I will end here. They understand what I'm saying already, isn't it? Don't you understand? So the food has gone to, you can't go to all the esophagus and all those, just stomach. Are you there? And then the stomach also does what? It has enzymes churning. Sit down, Bishop Pastor, sit down, please. I beg you, just sit down. I beg you, don't spoil the message. Don't spoil the message. What a shock. But you see, and before you realize, the food is now digested. And the food is distributed to all parts of the body, isn't it? Turns into something, and the blood, and this and this thing. But you see, the body that we see is made of so many components. So many cells, so many tissues, so many muscles all together make the body. The body is not just one great thing. Little things make the one body. And the body, when you see a person walking around healthy and strong, so many have contributed to make the body well and healthy. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. So this is why the servants ask the master, if he told you to do something great, something difficult, would you not have done it? Would you not have done it? Some people go to places where they'll tell you, bring all your man's salary. But you see, God requires you to pay your tithes. Something little. But we would like to go to places where they'll tell you to do something so great. But I'll tell you, if you do that little thing, you'll see the blessing of God in your life. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Somebody, I'm preaching so well. I said, I'm preaching so well. That's something little you are doing. Bring him a handkerchief. Something little. Looking nice. Somebody say amen. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying? I'm saying to everybody here, if you see a beautiful lady, she's made up of little things. Wig, lipstick, eyelashes, what else? Crocodile nails. What hair do they wear? Artificial teeth. Toilet roll that are put in the breast, in the bodies, and some also here. So little things is giving her the shape. Hey, how many of you are still here? Are you what I'm saying? So I'm saying that the beauty that you see is not just one thing. It is, the Bible says that all things work together. All things work together. My part, your part, her part, his part, our part together, work together for the good. I see a good coming out of our lives because every little part is contributing. You should have shouted a loud amen. So the problem is, when I, E-A-T said, no, Bishop, E-A-T. Now, if I am doing my little part, and then the reggae choir, they don't rehearse and come and do their little part. How many can understand what I'm saying? And then who else? Who else should I come to? Pardon? The blessed partners. They don't come for rehearsals. And they don't do their little. Do you understand? My little for this Sunday morning is to pray, prepare, and come and preach. Preaching is not all that the church is composed of. As you came to church, somebody has come to lead prayer. Somebody has come to lead worship, praise, everything and so on. And then so choir, the choirs have come to sing. When I finish preaching, somebody come and give an answer. All of us contribute to make it a great church. Amen. You may be blessed by the preaching, but the singing can drive you away. Oh, I know you heard me very well. Oh, I'm blessed by the wonderful message. By the way, the choir sang was too bad. Because some people also like good music.
And the sound.
The technical people up there.
It's
driving people away already. It can drive Bishop Pazzi away, as he says. I don't know where he would like to go to. Can I have an amen? As I'm preparing to preach, there's a bus center leader who must also organize a bus. That's also your little that you can do. Oh, what a word I'm preaching. What a word I'm preaching this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody also has to wake up and organize a few people. There's some counselors who must also get into and talk to some people and counsel them. There's a marriage counselors who must also ensure that the marriages in church are working well and people are having, because I cannot counsel. I cannot go and do visitation. I cannot organize structure. I cannot say, if I try to sing here, all of you will be slain. Before I read anointing, when I try to sing, it's not easy. Are you there? But there's a little, but everybody has a role. So you see, if the body, as we see the body here, and then the food is on the table, and then the hand refuses to take the food to the mouth, then the stomach will suffer. Before, rather, you have headache. Meanwhile, the food doesn't go to the head, goes to the stomach. But how come you're having headache? Because you're hungry. Because the hand didn't do his work. The stomach is ready, everything, but the hand didn't do its work. So the point I'm making is that your little contribution will affect the whole body. Your little contribution. If you're clapping, clap. Your clapping is also your little contribution. That is your little contribution. Can I have an amen? Oh, you don't say, I'm preaching. So, it's not fair. It is not fair for the hand to put the food in the mouth and the mouth refuses to chew, the teeth refuses to chew it. The teeth is not being fed to the whole body. How many of you can understand what I'm saying? The teeth is not being fair. When the hand are taking the food to the mouth and say, I won't chew the food. You're not being fair. You are not being fed to the, not to the hand, but to the whole body. Because your malfunctioning is affecting the proper growth of the body. Little contributions make a great ministry. May your contribution make a great ministry in Jesus' name. Shout your loudest amen. What a word. Hold your neighbor and shake it. Share your neighbor. You are the reason for this powerful man. You are the reason. I said, what is your contribution to the body? Ask daddy, what is your contribution? I hear you play the drums well. How come you are sitting here? You play our first love. We are holidays. You're lucky. Can you imagine when you come and then the instrumentalists are not there? Or the people didn't come and tune the thing well. So they come in and not doing their role well has affected everything. All I'm saying to you is that if I ask you to do something great, will you not do it? You will do it. But all you are asking is, do something little. Your job, and do that little thing well. That's how victories come. Victories come by little contributions. Somebody say amen. Something great. Any great thing you see, take the picture. Thank you very much. All right. Please take the picture well. Something little that you can do. Does anybody understand what I'm saying here? Some people actually, they undermine the work of the actual way, so that when it's something which must be great is no more great, there's somebody undermining it. Undermining. Somebody say undermine. I didn't hear you. Are you there? I mean, you have something little to do. You have something little to do. We all have something little to do in the church. For God. Even for your own life. You are looking beautiful today. Because when you enter any lady's bag right now, you will not see one big thing. You see little things. A comb is inside your bag. A mirror is inside your bag. It's something little. Am I right? What the stick they use here? What do you call that stick? Eyebrow pencil is inside the bag. Something little. Small enough to fit into the bag. Not so big. Small, but little pieces of things. If you like, let's check your bag. I said, let's check your bag right now, if you like. If we throw any lady's bag, we open and throw the things out. We are going to have at least 25 or 30 or 50 pieces of things in that bag. You say, hey, bring your bag. And all of it, no, not all of it. As I said, all of that useful. Not all of it. Some of them are useless. But most of it are useful. But are they up? So because that is why. If you go to our toilets, we have mirrors where the ladies are. The men, we don't need mirrors. Or should you put mirror where you men are? We don't need mirrors. Somebody say, hey. Who said, hey? So, one of the apostles, they said, hey. Isn't it true? Let's go to the toilet right now and see. Let's go there. There are big mirrors there. Because we know that for the ladies to be happy, we have to put a mirror there. Isn't it? So they can look beautiful. They go there and they use all our toilet roll to do their faces like that. Toilet roll, which is special for something else. They are using the toilet. What is toilet roll for? What is it for? What a shock. But we can handle it. I said we can handle it. Are you here or go home? I said, are you here or go home? If you see a marriage working, it's a little things that is making the marriage work. Can I have an amen? If you see a marriage that is not working, little things are destroying. Bible says that the little foxes, not the big ones, but the little foxes. Put that scripture up. The foxes, they spoil the vine. The little foxes. They are little things that if you don't do it, look at it. Take us the little foxes. The little foxes that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes. This is the word of God. I said, this is the word of God. How many of you are hearing me at the back? Give me a wave if you're hearing me at the back. Are you understanding what I'm saying today? So all I'm saying to you today is that look, there are little foxes, but both the positive and the negative. Now, if you don't take us, they take them out. You see a beautiful marriage, but little fox. Somebody, you, your husband, a wife talks to your husband in a very rude way. The husband decides, I won't talk to her for the whole of the weekend. And the lady also says, when I'm going to bed, I wear my trousers. All the little things that are spoiling the beauty of the garden. Do you know that those who are married, they will tell you, when you see a husband and wife who are quarreled for a long time, sometimes when you go to the roots, they don't even remember what brought the quarrel. At a point, you don't, because even if you know, you don't want to say, because it's even ridiculous. It's so ridiculous, so funny that such a little thing can bring a quarrel because you do not deal. That when you see a husband and wife in the court asking for divorce, it didn't happen in a day. There were little things that they were not dealt with. And the little thing became a big thing. And now they are the court asking for divorce because the little things were not sorted out. Oh, clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. Little things.
Auntie Jane.
Little things can make a difference. I said they can make a difference in your life. Oh, I'm amazed I'm preaching so well. Are you still here? Yeah. Stand up, my dear. Don't be afraid. Yes. Look at your hair. Look at what you're wearing here. Look at the bangles you're wearing. Little things. Why say, oh, Bishop, I'm taking you on full time, big time. No, I'm serious. Little things. Are you not wearing lipstick? Oh, why say, oh, Bishop? Keep standing. Hey, cameraman, hey, focus. Can you all see her on this? Focus properly. She's feeling very, very nervous. Stay on her for 3 minutes. Okay, she begs. Before she leaves the church, she cannot leave the church. Somebody say amen. Amen. What is the little thing that you're supposed to contribute? What is the little thing? Sometimes, you see, what I want to tell you, all of you, as we are in this 2019, God wants us to have a great church. 5,000 members. Somebody shout, amen. Amen. David, is it possible? Can God give us 5,000 members? Lucky, is it possible? God can. God can. God will. Agrafane. But you see, you are an usher. There's something little that you can do that I don't have to come and do it. Why should I be the one to come and cover the chairs? To come and set the place, to come and go for the offering baskets. Why should I be the one? If you are part of the communion stars, why should it to come early when we have communion? To go there and set up the so that when it's time for communion, it is done. Because I've done my preaching and I preach well by the grace of God. That's my little. You too, your little is to make sure that the bread is ready. How can we come to the church and say, there's no wine? We are not going to look for wine. That little that you didn't do is spoiling the vine. It's spoiling the vine. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. We call singing band. Come and sing. And then when you didn't rehearse and then so many issues are happening and the singing is not working well. And the man has preached and the singing is spoiling the service. What a shock. Are you there? We have a generator. And then we come to church and then the person forgot to buy fuel for the generator. So we are ready to preach, but the lights are off. And I see the whole church is bad, but somebody didn't do something little. That is why the whole church didn't work. Because you forgot to buy fuel for generator. Fuel for generator. Not with your own money. You forgot. So because of that, the whole thing didn't work. Because you didn't do your little thing. What must you do that you are not doing? We want to believe God for a series of victories. Let's do our little things. Let's do them well. Let's do them well. I said, let's do them well. Shout your loudest, say amen. Amen. Remember, every great thing is made up of little things. Every great ministry, every great organization, every great company you see, it's made up of people, little, who are doing their part. Little. Sometimes you go to an institution, a big place. You go and meet an ugly receptionist, nasty and ugly receptionist, arrogant receptionist, who drive away everybody from the organization. Meanwhile, the man at the top doesn't know that there's a secretary, there's a receptionist at the gates who is driving away the customers. At the end, you are going for a looter for salary increase. You might be fired because what you are doing is costing the whole organization. If you are clapping, clap properly. You go to our hospitals. You see nasty nurses. Nasty. Very, very nasty. I shouldn't say it. Very nasty nurses. They will talk to you rudely. They talk to you and nobody can. The nurse doesn't know that it is your contribution. What you are paying is what is God is giving her as a salary. And she doesn't care. At the end of the month, she's holding her boss's shirt. I need my salary. But you have given away customers from the organization because of your little role that you didn't play well. Little things. Amen. If I told you to do something great, would you not have? That is what the servant asked the man. If I told you to do something great, wouldn't you have done it? But all he asked you to just go and dip in the Jordan. That's not a problem. What role are you playing in the ministry? What little thing has God asked you to do? What little thing are you supposed to do that you are not doing? If you do that little thing, I do that little thing, together, we are going to have a great ministry that everybody can be jealous of. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Marriage depends both on the man and the woman. Not only on the woman, but also the man. The man must do his little. The woman must do her little. And together, you have a glorious marriage. Say amen. Are you here or go home? That's what it is. That's what God wants to do, great things in our lives. You know something? I'm not out of word. I'm just out of time. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. If I ask you to do something great, Mr. Williams, you will do it. If I ask you to give, go and find money and give her 10,000. You will do it. But I'm asking you to find some people and say hello to them. How they are doing in church. Counsel them. Is it so big? Is it so big? Something little. Everybody can do something little. Lift your two hands up high to the Lord. Lift your two hands up high to the Lord. Pray to God and say, Lord, I want to do my little so that my life can be a great life. Listen. It's not just about church. It's about your own life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, are you listening to me? Hello, are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me? It's about your own life also. Something little. You don't have to have new clothes all the time. Those old clothes, you can wash them. Something little. And you will not be smelling in church. Somebody say amen. Are you here or gone home? Are you in church? God wants us to have it. God wants you to be a great person. I see greatness stretching all over you. Amen. I see greatness in your life. Amen. I see your life becoming great and great and great. Amen. I see walking into victories of your life. But today, lift your hands and say, Lord, may I play my role. May I do that little thing. That little thing I need to do. May I do it. And we'll see your glory. Lift your hands and talk to God for just 1 minute. Talk to him. Talk to him. Korabaka sobata. Rabarabani fakobani mahata. Shmaramito raki mahata. Zorami karanda kemos kibata. Jesus. Lift your hands and talk to God. Talk to him this morning. Talk to him this morning. Talk to him this morning. Something little that you must do. Something little that you must do. Let me play a role. Let me play a role. Let me play a role. That little thing is assignment. That little job. That smile. Come on, shut up, Ahasa. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. What must we do? What must we do? What must we do? What must we do? Yes, I know that there's big rivers, but just go and wash in Jordan, and you receive your miracle. Rama karami basuti, shkiba handa karami sobrata. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you here? Listen. When I told a reverend, they came to me. He said, Bishop, I've done something wrong. Come, Reverend Isaac. I said, why? He said, I know how to play the trumpet, but I don't know why I've abandoned it and doing other things. I said, take it up, because we went somewhere and somebody played, and I was so happy. And he said, the way I see you happy, I would like to take it up. Are you not excited that he's playing the trumpet beautifully in church? Clap your hands for this wonder, but he had it. But he had buried the talent. Look at what the difference it has made. The difference it has made. Something little. A husband and wife came to me. They said that we are believing God I was with the presiding bishop. He came and said, we are believing God to have a child. We're not having children. And we talked to them. Bishop asked them, how often do you have sex? They said, oh, once every 2 months. Bishop said, if you do that little thing regularly, you see that you get pregnant. And they went and obeyed. The next time we saw the lady, her stomach was like 20 feet. I see your miracle coming because you are doing that little thing. Father, bless your children. Bless your people. May we do our parts. And may your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen. Bow your heads, close your eyes with me. Wherever you are, bow your heads and close your eyes. And I'm going to pray with you now. Wherever you are standing today, as your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, I'm going to ask you to do something little. Somebody asked you to come to church and you came. Somebody asks you, oh, I want to invite you, and you managed to come. But there's one little thing that I want you to do. As you are standing in church here, maybe you are not born again. You don't know Jesus. You are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. But today, you can do something little. You can open your heart and make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you are standing in this church this Sunday morning, you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I'm not shy. I'm not ashamed. I want to surrender my whole life to Jesus. I want Jesus to come into my heart. As every head is, every eye is closed. If you're here today, you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. God bless you. Something little that you will do for your own salvation. Lift up your right hand. I see your hands. Let it go high. High above your head. Lift it up. I see several hands. Lift it up high. What a blessing. What a blessing. May God touch your life. As your hands are lifted, may God change your life. May God make you a brand new person. Father, behold every hand that is lifted. Touch them. Make them brand new people. If your hand is lifted, I would ask you to take a step and come to me in the front here. Just come. Come.
Happy day.
Happy day.
Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away, he taught me how to watch and pray.
Yes.
And every joy sing every day.
Your two hands in front here. Lift your two hands with me. And the church, join us. Let's pray this prayer. Say with me, Heavenly Father. Say it out. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning.
I come to you.
Just as I am.
I know I am a sinner.
But I believe.
But I believe
Jesus died for me.
Jesus died for me.
Today,
today
I'm coming to you.
I am coming to you
with all my sins.
With all my sins.
Wash them away.
Wash them away
in the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
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 I open my heart to you.
I open my heart to you.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Today,
today
I accept you.
I accept you
as the King of my life.
As the King of my life.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
Say with me, I will serve you.
I will serve you.
And I will follow you.
And I will follow you
the rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
for coming into my heart.
For coming into my heart.
From today.
From today.
I am born again.
I am born again.
From today.
From today.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
From today.
From today.
I promise to serve Jesus.
I promise to serve Jesus
the rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful. God bless all of you. I thank God for your lives. And I'm so happy that you came for it today. Jesus is the Lord of your life from today. Amen. Make up your mind to serve him. Walk with him. Trust in him. Stay with him all the days of your life. God has written your name in heaven today. Amen. And God is going to help you and bless you. I want you to go with our pastors who are standing here. I want you to go with them and they'll talk to you quickly and then you'll come back, okay? Can you go this way? Clap your hands for them.
He taught me how to watch and pray.
You came to church. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, Naaman, he went there. He had a problem. And when this is just part two. Can I preach part two? Are you sure? About beer. What a shock. I'm just ending. Don't worry, I've ended. You see, the blessing of life is that somebody can speak to you. And the greater blessing that you will listen to when somebody speaks to you, it's even a greater blessing. Do you understand? Bible says that, first of all, a little girl came to talk to Naaman. There's a prophet in my country. And Naaman said, I'm going to go. And when Naaman went and he was angry, unduly angry, and the servants, not his boss, the servants told him, Master, all he's asking you to do this. But Naaman just obeyed his servants. May you have a mind that can change. You should have said amen. Amen. Some people, their minds never change. But Naaman was able. What is the use of a mind that cannot change? Naaman was able to change his mind. When his servants told him, Master, what is this? It's not a big thing. Just go. Bible said, next verse. Immediately they said that. The servants told. So if you only a big man can talk to you, nobody else can talk to you. Only a big man. Big man, you don't want to talk to anybody. When you come to the usher, says, sit here, you're angry with the usher. Nobody can advise you. When you make up, nobody can talk to you. Hey! What sort of person are you? Only the bishop that, oh, bishop, good morning, but nobody else, even the pastor, you don't listen to them. Only the bishop. I said, this is the second part of the preaching. The newcomers have gone, so now it's your turn. Are you there? It's serious. So nobody can advise. I think to a man, he said that. Okay, I'll say that one later on. Another time. It's not everything that might be said now. But I'm saying to you that it's a blessing for you to be advised. It's a greater blessing for you to obey the advice. Because it's not every advice that you can take. Sometimes you decide not to obey them. But when the servants spoke to Naaman, Bible says Naaman went and did what? He dipped in the river 7 times. And when he got up, his skin was like a baby's skin. Look the blessing that came his way just because he obeyed. Hold your neighbor's ear. I'm waiting for you. Some sisters have hidden the ear under the hair. Pull the ear and ask the person, can anybody talk to you at all? I say, pull the ear. Doctor, I think you have been waiting to do something to your wife long ago, isn't it? Ask her, can anybody be advised? Can anybody talk to you? I say, pull the ear. Don't worry, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Your ear is too hard. Too hard. Can you be advised? I'm asking you a question. Will you take the advice? Will you? Yes, Bishop. You're looking at me too. You tell it to me. Your mouth like, yes, Bishop. No, I'm telling you. Some of you are sitting in church, but it's so difficult to be advised. Nobody can advise you. When you make up your mind, you say, I'm one plug. You can be 16 plugs. It's foolishness. How can your mind not change? The servants. Do you listen to your mother? You obey all the time? Very well. Congratulations. I didn't ask whether you'll be a father because a father may give a different answer. So your mother is not here, so I can ask you that one. Do you listen to anybody at all? Can anybody advise you? In life, may you be advisable. And that is what will bring the miracle in your life. If he told you to do it, you will do it. And Naaman just turned. He went to that dirty river, Jordan. He went in. 1, 2, 3. Hey, it's not easy. 4, 5. I'm coming. 6, and then 7. Then he came out and he's clean. May your miracle come in the name of Jesus. May your obedience bring a miracle to your life. May your obedience bring a miracle to your life. May your obedience bring victory to your life. Shout your loudest amen. And clap your hands for the Lord. Somebody. Hallelujah. 2019, you enjoy a series of victories. I said 2019, because of your willingness and obedience, you shall eat the fruit of the land. You shall enjoy a series of victories for your life. Say, I receive it. You not end as a disaster. You not end as a failure. You not end as a disappointment. But the glory of God shall be revealed in your life. Give a clap offering to the Lord, somebody. Amen. Well, we are blessed. Hey, this going down service is not easy. Give me water before I faint. Hey, why is Bishop Pazzi on before? Okay, microphone, I'm in the phone back. Why are you, Bishop Pazzi? Hey, it's not easy. Hallelujah.